made of this. Carolyn Jasinski is another fabulous member of our journalistic team based in Adelaide, South Australia. She's done some completely independent research on the planet's most popular travel destinations, according to well-known newspapers, magazines and websites. And she's come up with some very interesting, even surprising results.
Where to next? It's the question that's always on our minds, and it usually pops up while we're on our current holiday. Can you relate to this? You're lazing on a tropical island, or maybe you've just climbed a mountain and it hits you. What am I going to do next year? Thankfully, there are people who do the thinking for us. Each year we're bombarded with lists of what the hottest destinations are for the next 12 months. Magazines, newspapers, websites and radio programs tell us all about the places we simply cannot miss. But how do they come up with their lists, and why are they never the same? That simple. Each one of those publications or programs has its own style, its own agenda, and of course its own readership and advertisers. They tailor their list according to what they know interests their readers and listeners. So how do we know what are really the hottest destinations to head to? That's where travel journos, or should I say travel geeks like me, come to the rescue. I took the results from 18 different publications and analysed them for you. It involved a cross-section of destinations for the rich and those on a budget, from luxury escapes to backpacker bliss makers, destinations for adventure seekers, nature lovers, romantics, and for families. 18 lists equaled 87 different countries nominated. That's one hell of an itinerary, even for the most avid traveller. So I dove deeper, and after exhaustive research, read into that, hours surfing the net, lots of coffees with travel mates, and a complicated spreadsheet, and a pattern appeared. The top three destinations, that's where most people wanted to visit in the next 12 months, stood out like the beacon in a lighthouse. They were nominated in the top choices by all of those separate travel publications. And the top three are, give me a drum roll, number one, the United States, number two, Canada, and number three, Finland. The number one destination, the US in particular, and pardon the pun, came up trumps. It won by a mile, listed 19 times, sometimes picked twice by the same publication. Now that surprised me. It wasn't the exotic destination I thought would be nominated. I thought maybe the US was in the top choices, but not necessarily the number one pick of where to go. So I dug a bit more in that deep pile of statistics and found that not only was the US in all of the top choices, it was also consistently in the top three for each of the publications. Canada was the closest contender, listed 12 times, and also consistently in the top three, as was Finland, which scored a mention 8 times. Now, countries were rated for all sorts of reasons, from art and culture, natural beauty, to events and celebrations, and of course, cost. Concerns about terrorism have cast shadows on destinations like France and Turkey, but other destinations are coming into the spotlight. The figures show the top seven standout countries, and here's the list. Bear with me. There's the US number one, number two Canada and Finland, as I said. Coming in fourth was Portugal. Fifth spot, South Africa. Sixth went to Colombia, and seven, the UK, and in particular, Scotland. But back to number one. I know you're wondering, why is the US number one? It was the most popular choice because destinations within the US were listed rather than the country as a whole. What do tourists want to see in the US? Here's a register of the favourite picks. Alaska, especially for cruisers. This year, Alaska celebrates the 150th anniversary of its transfer from Russia to US. So everyone's celebrating. Georgia was nominated for music lovers. Houston for the Super Bowl in February. Hawaii, that's a tropical paradise geared up beautifully for tourists all year round. The Midwest was interesting. Indianapolis and Cincinnati have hit the travel radar, along with Detroit for the Motown Museum and Milwaukee, the Harley-Davidson Museum. Nashville was a dark horse, especially for this year's solar eclipse on August 21. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania got a mention for the arts. After all, it's the home of Andy Warhol. Theme parks, always favourites, especially for families. And Washington, D.C. I'm not going to get into any political debate, but Donald Trump's January 20 inauguration was a draw card. So on number two spot, Canada. What's drawing people to Canada? Well, the country turns 150 this year, so it's celebrating. Much of the action is in Ottawa, the capital, which is halfway through 12 months of festivals and events. Now, add to that list of attractions, Vancouver, alpine wonderlands like Whistler and Banff, shopping paradise in Toronto, and Niagara Falls is only 90 minutes from Toronto. Polar bear spotting in Manitoba, got to mention, the rugged coastline of Nova Scotia, Rocky Mountains regions of British Columbia, and, of course, the Aurora Borealis. The Great White North in Canada is one of the best places in the world to see it. Also getting a mention, dog sledding in Saskatchewan, Klondike Gold Fever, the Quebec City Summer Festival, and medieval Notre Dame in Montreal, the cultural capital. Number three spot, of course, Finland. In the heart of Scandinavia, Finland marks 100 years since independence from Russia this year. So the whole country again is celebrating, especially in Helsinki. Part of the attraction is because the country is a health and wellness obsessed place, but tourists are also keen for the Northern Lights, beautiful snow-capped mountains and a jagged coast with lots of sharp inlets to explore. And on that note, I've given you the top destinations. I think I might book my tickets to somewhere more exotic like Mozambique or Zanzibar, just because I like the way they sound. Thanks, guys.
Carolyn Jasinski there. She's a bit quirky, isn't she?
She is.
But it was a nice piece.
I don't blame her choices.
We don't get lots of those pieces where the reporters just speak into the microphone for, what was that,
thinking
6 minutes?
Aloud.
Yeah.
Good
anyway,
thoughts.
It was good. It was Carolyn Jasinski in Adelaide.